Viewers and listeners of Community Discovery Bible Study, we are so privileged by God who has given us the grace just to go through his word verse by verse, to go through his word chapter by chapter and book by book. By the grace of God, we concluded one of the examples of the church at Macedonia. We did say that Macedonia was a district, was a region. But in that region, we had several cities. And in those cities, Paul established churches or fellowships or community of Christ followers. One of them that we looked at was the church at Thessalonica. And we said the church at Thessalonica was an example of the church that is resilient through persecution. It was the church that was very influential. It was the church that was very resourceful, a giver, a church that had really been opened for a short time, but the grace of God was able to make this church grow. We discovered that the church is built on those three pillars: the pillar of faith, the pillar of love, the pillar of hope. That is the pillar of salvation, the pillar of service, and the pillar of steadfastness. We discovered how the enemy had corrupted this church into believing that the day of the Lord had come, destroying this pillar of hope, steadfastness. And Paul took some time to deal with this pillar of steadfastness, of waiting upon the Lord, so that they can wait until the day comes. He gave them reasons to believe that the day of the Lord had not yet come, and he gave them indicators of what they are supposed to check to see that the day of the Lord has come, or when the day of the Lord will come. And of course, he told them how they ought to live as they wait for that. And one of the things is to live in the light of eternity, but they also need to be working and doing something with their hands and praying and trusting God and holding on to the teachings. Now we come back, come again to the second city in Thessalonica, in the region of Macedonia. We come to check another church, which is the church at Philippi. This is a great church. We learn so much. Paul started the church in the city of Philippi or Philippi. If you read the book of Acts 16 from verses 11 all the way to 40, you discover how this church started. Philippi or Philippi was a colony of the retired soldiers. It was given to the soldiers who had retired. So I want you to discover that the kind of teaching that will be brought here will be more in the terms of military. Please get this. So Paul will take the analogy of the military, because as you'll be speaking to them, all the four chapters, Paul will be dealing with four themes that only military people can understand. Why? Because this colony was of the retired soldiers, or the soldiers, the Roman soldiers, which had served the king, the emperor, very well. So they were given this city or this region of Philippi. So those Philippians believers became Paul's friends and supporters the rest of his life. I want you to see that when Paul came here and started this church, the church became very good friends of Paul. So this is a church of friendship. We'll be learning about the friendship of how a church can be a friend even to the the caregivers. Good relationship. They were supportive to Paul. Now, as Paul was writing this, he was writing this while he was still in prison. I want you to know, because of the gospel, he was in Rome. He was in Rome and writing this letter to them. So this letter helps us to understand how the king's spiritual blessing of joy in a hostile environment gives us strength to overcome. Now, do you know that in this letter, we'll ask ourselves, what gives you strength to overcome such persecution, such difficulties and hostility against the bride of Jesus? One of the key issues is about the joy of the Lord. For us to be able to serve God, we need the joy of the Lord. Actually, Nehemiah, while he was speaking to a church or a group of followers of God that were building the walls, he told them, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if the joy of the Lord is our strength, so they need to know how to cultivate for joy. Because Paul was writing in prison, and as an example, he was expressing this joy. So when they heard that Paul was in prison because of the gospel, they sent some help, some support to him through one of them called Epaphroditus. We learn about this man, but a great man. So they said, please, Paul, your friend, we hear you are here. They sent something to that effect to support him because they were very, very supportive. And so we are saying, in the letter of Philippians that was written by Paul while in prison, we'll examine three recipes or three elements that form the joy of the Lord in Paul's life. So Paul is giving himself as an example, and he wants to see what are those three pillars of joy. For you to serve, you need the joy of the Lord. This letter is about service. Remember, the letter of Thessalonica introduced us to the three pillars: the pillar of faith, the pillar of service, that's love, and the pillar of hope. Now here, we will deal more with the pillar of love, which is about service. And we are asking that for you to serve, you need the joy. But then joy, now for subsection, is also formed by three elements. One is, the first one is the joy, what happens to him when he encountered Christ. So we are going to discover how do you encounter joy? How do you get the joy of the Lord? It is when you encounter Jesus Christ. Number two, we are going to ask, how do you experience the joy in you? How do you get the seed of joy being planted and grow in you, in your heart? Is when you experience the new life. Is when the Lord allows you to have this new life. Number three, the other element is joy. What happens through you is when you express the fruit of joy to others. When you conduct joy, you became a man of joy. In helping us to understand biblically, respond to a position with joy, or proclaiming the gospel without fear, the believers in Christ must develop the fourfold attitude in their mind, namely celebrated mind, servant mind, or submissive mind, single mind, and sober mind. Now, apparently, these are four key elements or words that only a soldier can understand. If you're not a soldier of the Lord, if you're not, you cannot be able to serve God. You see, we are talking about surrender. The term surrender, which will be in chapter 1, we'll be looking at it as we go on, is about how you can be able to let your mind come under someone, of course, under Jesus, and even under the will of God. Then number 2, you'll be talking about the submission, or we'll be able to talk about the service. How do you serve God? into that one, and you'll be able to get the examples of the service. Soldiers are servants. They live to serve others. Only soldiers can understand this. So Paul appealed this letter through these terms. Then single, the soldiers have got only one single mind, to serve their king. They actually, they are told, obey, then you ask question. And then you have got sober mind, very sober. They do not just do things, they are focused and they look for something to do for the sake of others also. So in this chapter one of us, you know, the first part of this chapter one, we want to really look at what it means to have, you know, joy, or to understand how this church was started and the kind of prayer that Paul prayed for them. So he says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, Philippians chapter 1, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with overseers and deacons. What a good person. Paul is not writing only to the members. He's writing to members and deacons and overseers. This is to tell you that we need to look at this as the leaders of the church and the followers, the members. He's writing to all of them. And remember, he says, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you forget that Paul came here from the beckoning, come and help us. Paul came here because somebody called him through the Spirit of God. And Paul concluded God is calling him here. So when Paul arrived here and he opened this church and he was in prison, now he's writing the letter, he thanks God for them. And I see the kind of thanks and prayer he's praying for them. As we conclude this session, I thank God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I want you to realize that Paul is praying with joy. The word joy will be repeated here, and you'll be looking at the elements of getting joy. And you get to know that police serve with joy, although they go through very difficult circumstances. Joy is not about the happenings. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And so Paul is saying, I thank God always for you. I remember you with joy. Why? Because of your partnership in the gospel. From the day one I came until now. And he is talking about when he was invited by Lydia. He could not forget what Lydia did, partnership. And how they continued, even when he went to the Thessalonica, how they followed him. And they continued to give him help. He could not forget how the jailer was able to get him and bless him and become a blessing at night. So he says, I thank God for partnership. So this letter is about partnership in the gospel. And then he says, being confident of this, that he will begin a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to see that he's talking about the service. But he says, it is a good work that began in you. The work of salvation started in you, was started by the Lord, and he is going to carry it out until it comes to a completion. You are a project in progress. What a good thing. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. And whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. Says, I am, whether in chain, whether I'm not, and I'm defending the faith, you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with affection of Jesus Christ. I long to see you. And this is my prayer, that our love, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more. Didn't we say that love is about service?
When we are looking at Thessalonica, we talked about and compared love to service. So he is saying, my prayer is that your service may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth and insight. That we are serving God in knowledge, in depth of insight. That you are serving out of knowledge. And so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So Paul says, he's always saying that let's continue to serve God, praying for you, that your love may abound, your service may abound. And he actually is saying, thank you for partnership. Thank you for remembering me. Remember I said a gift of support was brought to him while he was in prison. And he's saying, thank you for this. I pray for you. You've been good. And remember, Paul came here as a result of beckoning. And we shall, next episode, we shall be looking at who is this man who was beckoning? Why men? What was happening to men in this particular city? And we will learn how to develop joy. And joy is the source of our strength. May God give us joy. Father, we thank you for the joy of the Lord. Give us more grace. Give us more joy to serve you. The joy of salvation, so that we can serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.